Welcome back to Mind Coliseum. If you haven't seen the first two ways that you can use to deal with rejection, go back, watch the two previous videos of this series. The first being believing that you are enough to deal with rejection. So go watch that video in more detail, okay? And the second sign was be grateful. Be thankful. Okay? If you want to know more about that, which I'm sure you do, go ahead, go watch that video too. Now, this video is about the third way that you can use to deal with rejection. And the title is be empathetic. That's right. Be understanding. Be empathetic. Because how many times have you rejected someone? How many times have you rejected people? How many times have you rejected something? So, how did you feel? You may have felt good, you may have felt bad. It doesn't matter. The fact is, you've been the one rejecting before, whether something or person or people. How are you after that? You're okay. They're okay. It's not the end of the world. But we're not just talking about that. The main point is this. You've been the one rejecting before. And you will reject someone, something, or people in the future. So, you do it. Other people will do it as well. It's life. You do it, other people do it. You know, you reject people because you don't have to want everyone. You don't have to want everything. You've rejected job offers before. You've rejected invitations to go to places before. Other people also have the right to decline your offer to join their company. They have the right to reject your job application. They have the right to reject your requests. They have the right to say no to you as well, just as you've said no to them. So rejection is a part of life. It's a part of life. You don't like everybody. You say no to people. You say no to things. You said no to someone before. So have empathy that they probably weren't feeling so great to reject you for that job offer, that position, or for that invitation. Have empathy. They probably weren't feeling so great about it either. Just like you probably not felt great about it in the future. So have empathy. Have understanding. Okay? And put yourself in their shoes. And also understand that everyone is allowed to reject other people. You're allowed to be saying no. You're allowed to reject. You don't have to want things because other people want them with you. You don't have to want things because other people want you to want them. You are a free human being. You can reject things. You're allowed to not like people. You're allowed to not like things. Why can't they say no? Why can't they say, I'm not interested? Why can't they say, we decline your application? It's not one-sided where only you are allowed to reject others, but they're not allowed to reject you. It's life. People aren't gonna like what you like. You're not gonna like what other people like. You know, and that's part of empathy as well, because you're able to put yourself in other people's shoes and feel a little bit of what they're feeling and think like they're thinking and understand that they may not share your ideas. They might not think you are the best person for their company. They might not think you are the best company to spend time with. They might not think your idea or ideas are what they need or want right now. And that's okay. And it goes back a little bit to the first video, which is believe you're enough. It's okay. It's okay to be rejected. You're not gonna die. It's okay to be rejected. No problem with it. Be empathetic. Understand that you've done it before and you will do it in the future. It's life. Be empathetic. They might not be enjoying it as much as you think they are. If you haven't seen the previous two videos on how to deal with rejection, go check them out right now. The first being that you should believe you are enough. And the second, be grateful. To get more details on those, go back and watch the videos. Like this video. Make a comment if you've been rejected and how it made you feel, or when you rejected someone, something, or people, how did you feel? How long did it take for you to start feeling bad if you felt bad? Are you feeling bad about possibly rejecting someone or something right now? How do you feel about that? How are you dealing with it? What are you doing to plan to deal with rejecting that thing or that person or those people or that company? What are you doing to make yourself comfortable with that? And when have you rejected someone that it turned into a big mess? Or when have you rejected something that you regretted rejecting that job offer, for example? Hit that notification button and stay tuned for the fourth way that you can use to deal with rejection. Stay blessed. Stay well. Stay wise.